Come on, Jesus. What a powerful name. Come on, amen, amen. Can we just give God a shout of praise in this place? Come on, Jesus. What a mighty name. What a powerful name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Miss Jean. Powerful, powerful. God's going to move in a mighty, mighty way this week. I want to do this. I just want to take a few minutes. I want to pray over you. I want to pray over Dad today. He's ministering at Texas House of Prayer. I want to lift up Ann. They had called an ambulance for her this morning, so we need to be praying for her. Praying for Lady J. She's in the ICU. Been going through some things in her body. She's Pastor Calvin's wife, First Lady. And so let's just go before the Lord real quick, and then we're going to pray over this message as well. Father, we love you. We are so grateful for you. Thank you for what you're doing in this place today. Father, I pray you ignite hearts, ignite passions, God. We thank you for it, God. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for your presence, God. Lord, right now we lift up Miss Jean to you, God, as she is getting ready to preach tonight and this week, God. I pray for your Holy Spirit to just fill her up. Let the Holy Ghost move in that place like crazy, God. Let your fire fall, Lord. Let revival be stirred up in everybody's hearts out there, Lord. I thank you for what you're going to do. Thank you for what you're doing today, Lord. At Texas House of Prayer with my dad, God, preaching over there. Lord, I thank you for using him in a mighty way and speaking through him. Lord, right now we lift up my aunt to you, and God, Lord, we pray for healing in her body and strength over her right now in Jesus' name. Whatever's going on with her, Lord, I pray for healing and wholeness. Same thing with Lady J. God, right now as she's in the hospital, God, man, I pray that they have some church up in there, God. Lord, I lift up her. I pray for strength over her. I pray for peace over her mind, God. And I pray for a full restoration. I pray for Pastor Jenkins, Lord, as he is ministering at the church, Lord, without his woman there. Lord, I lift him up to you today. God, I thank you for what you're going to do in this house, what you're already doing, Lord. I thank you for the word that's about to go forth and has already been going forth. Lord, I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Come on, God's good. Come on, he's on his throne. Come on, he's still doing miracles, amen? He's a good God. We are wrapping up the greatest connection ever. Tonight, today, this morning, we're wrapping up our series from John chapter 15. I hope you've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it. I have loved diving into this. I've always wanted to get into this section here. Pastor Hope, when he was alive, he has now gone home to be with the Lord, but he was Pastor First Baptist Lillian. He came to me and just got a pop quiz with a little quick Facebook pop-up thing with me. He just came over there and said, hey, I want to do a Facebook Live with you real quick. I'm like, okay. Well, he said, what's your favorite scripture? I said, man, come on, I want to abide in him. Because I want him to abide in me. Come on, John 15, let's go. That's every day. And so I've always wanted to dive into this, and I'm excited to do that today, in this series. And so I'm excited. I want to invite you out. On Wednesday nights, again, Brother North, thank you for sharing. We're going to dive into Acts. You don't want to miss it. We're going to dive in there for a while. We're going to be in that. But I want you to turn with me to John chapter 15. We're going to read the 8 verses that we have been reading every single Wednesday night. And we're going to read through them again. And then I want to do a recap on what we've been talking about. Kind of get everybody caught up. Do a quick review. And then I want to land somewhere. So let's read it. We're going to read Verse 1, so I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Yeah. Don't tell me he don't take away. It's right there. And every branch he bears fruit, he prunes. Yeah. That it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Come on, we're clean because of what he did on the cross for us. Amen. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in the vine. Yeah. Come on, Miss Lydia. You've been abiding, and you've been able to produce some fruit. Let's go. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. Come on, and without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. But if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask whatever you desire and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Come on! Come on, I just want to real quick as a review. We talked about the greatest connection, man. We live in the world where we are more connected than ever before. Amen. There are so many things that we are connected to. Right? Come on, I had to get rid of my Apple Watch because I felt I was getting done with being so connected with technology. Somewhere I got to draw the line, right? I don't want this technology on me. I got enough of it in my pocket, okay? We're connected here. We're connected with our phones. We're connected to our TVs. We're connected to the robot vacuums. Come on, I love my Jeffrey. Don't judge me, all right? That little thing cleans. It's amazing, okay? We talked about this, is that how the world is pulling us and wanting us to be more connected to it, right? You know, because I laugh at this, but it's true. You can see my phone, my wife, on my phone. It's Amber, my Wi-Fi, okay? Because what happens if you lose your Wi-Fi around your house? Nothing gets done. Everything stops, right? So that's my wife. If she ain't around, everything stops. Everything gets, all right? We're connected. In the world, we're getting even more and more connected. And that's why it's so important right now. We are abiding. We're getting more. And we're drawing more connection to the Word of God than the world. Because the world is trying to pull us every direction, right? It's trying to distract us. It's getting more and more vocal about it. I told you this. I went to the movies and they said, well, you're here to come to get distracted. To get away from reality, right? Now, I'm not sitting there knocking movies, but I'm telling you, well, there's a balance that you got to be drawing from more of the Word of God than this world. Because the enemy loves to pull us and distract us and trying to draw us more and more these days. And it's why we are so important that we are drawing from the vine more than ever before. Come on, I love the story we shared about the story about the crippled man where Jesus walks into the pool of Bethesda, and Jesus goes to this guy and says, do you want to be healed? And this is the reaction of so many times we come at the same thing. God, yeah, I want a breakthrough in my life, but let me finish my movie versus putting down the TV and getting before you. That's true. God's always knocking at our doors, and he said, I want to give you a breakthrough. I want to talk to you. But this is like this guy here, the cripple guy, he says, but God, here's the deal. I'm trying to do this over here. And God's like, I didn't ask you what you were doing. I said, do you want to be healed? Come on, we get so caught up with these things. And God's like, I want to speak to you. Yeah, but let me finish scrolling just a few more minutes, 2 hours later.
Oof.
It's truth. One episode of Gunsmoke is okay, Brother Wallace. But when you spend a full Saturday, that's something different. Come on, listen to me. We live in a world, man, that's moving. I don't want to waste a full day of just doing that. I want to veg out. I want to veg out, but I want to veg out in the presence of the Lord, man. Let's learn to turn TV off. Let's learn to put these things down. Let's connect with God. You know what's connecting with God is turn some worship music on and being with your family. That's good. That's abiding in the presence of the Lord. That's what this is talking about, us abiding in him. It's us getting before the Lord. It's us spending our time with our families, right? Putting all our electrics down, investing. Amen? Let's talk about the vine for a minute. We landed on the vine for a little while. I am the true vine. Come on. Miss Jean just got done preaching about it. Jesus. Come on. The power of Jesus. There's hope in Jesus. There's life in Jesus. Come on. Man, we got to be pulling our strength from that. Amen. But I'm telling you, the world tries to pull us. But more we're pulling from that, come on, the more that is coming out. The more fruit is coming out. And we're going to be getting on to that in a minute. And I'm going to circle back to this in just a minute about the I am. But he prunes us. Doesn't he? He prunes us. He gives. You know, one of the things, Miss Jean, I was asking them, I said, what is the thing we don't pray about? One thing we don't really want to ask God for is patience. Why is it we don't want to ask for patience? Because we're gonna get tested for it. I don't want to get tested with my patience. So that's a little hesitation in our prayers, right? Because those are areas that we need work in. We need work in certain areas. And so those areas, he's going to put tests. He's going to test us and try us and push us to strengthen us. He's going to put us in the fire. I said that song, what's that song was that I were talking about, where about Matt Redman has a song that says, Blessed be the name of the Lord. And it says, one of the parts of the song says, He gives and takes away. And we had a member come in years ago that did not like that song, because they didn't believe that Jesus takes away, that the word that God takes away. I don't know about you, but when you read the Word of God, there's moments, plenty of times, where He takes away. In Job, He didn't just take away. He didn't just, you know, allow. He suggested. Here's my guy, Job. Okay. He's taken away many opportunities, many jobs that I saw as opportunities. But He took them away because He was protecting me. Come on. And then we talk about abiding in Him. All right? Spending time with Him. Seeking His face. Knocking. Come on, amen. Chasing after Him. Seeking after Him. Abiding in the presence. Mowing our grass. Listening to the Word of God. Come on. Amen. Driving far distances when you're frustrated. Going to Springtown. Okay, I'm going to let the Word of God wash over me because I'm a little frustrated right now. That's abiding, man. That's saying, God, I choose You. Amen. I choose to soak in Your presence versus festering in this mess. I'm going to choose to worship You. I'm going to choose to abide in You. Come on, man. I love it. I love it. One of the things that the Lord showed me, even when we talked about this, is when we're abiding, is asking God, where are You at? And what are You doing? Because I want to be about that. Amen. One of the things we talked about was in Peter, when he was, when they were in the storm, Jesus directed them to go into the sea, right? It was directed. So they were in the storm. Jesus told them to go over there. They knew there was going to be a storm. He knew the winds were going to be contrary, is what the Word of God says. Right? And it was between 3 and 6 o'clock in the morning. Really early, right? Creepy time to be out on the lake. Okay? I'm just saying. All right? And then all of a sudden you got this figure coming, walking on the water to you. It was definitely a nerve-wracking moment. You ever been in a nerve-wracking moment? A kind of a scary moment in your life, right? Peter asked the coolest question. And it's the question that we got to be asking, the same thing, no matter what's going on in our lives. He said, Jesus, if that's You, call me out to You. Yeah. See, we get so wrapped up when we're going through different situations. God, save me. Why don't we turn this thing around and do what Peter did? God, show me what You're doing, because I want to be about this. I don't understand. I don't quite get it. I don't understand why my body feels this way. I don't understand why my car's doing this way. I don't understand why my bank account's doing this way. I don't really quite get what the job and situation is going on over here. But God, I trust You, because I want to be about what You're doing. So show me. If there's something I need to learn, if You're doing something, I want to be about it. Come on. I want to be about it, man. And think about that for a second. Think about it. Peter said, asked him, if it's You, call me out to You. There's not enough Christians that are asking that question. God, call me out to You, to those scary places, to the places that seem completely impossible. He said, call me out to You so I can walk on the water too. And we get nervous about talking to people about Jesus. What about walking on the water, doing something really incredible? I mean, just even something really mind-blowing, getting in front of 5,000 people, right? and talking about Jesus. I just gave me heart palpitations thinking about that right there. That's exciting, but I love it. Man, that's the prayers we got to be praying. God, put me out there. I love that. That you talk about when we're abiding and we're putting down our phones and we're putting down the technologies, right? And we're spending time with Jehovah. God, put me where you want me to put me. I bet you Brother Wallace never dreamed of driving a bus full of rugrats. I bet he was plumbing, enjoying his career, never dreamed that God would have put him in front of a whole bunch of kids every day. See, that's what I feel like. If I was going to pray for patience, that's where God would put me. That's why I don't pray for patience. I don't want... Come on! That's truth! God, put us where you want us to put it. That's when we're abiding in him. Man, he will position us and place us. Come on, you need a breakthrough? Put your phone down. You need a breakthrough in your life? Why don't you learn to put technology down and get before the Lord? Amen. Because, you know, this technology, this Facebook and this TalkTick and all the other technology, social medias, you know, they are designed to suck you in. And I talked about it. They listen to you, right? That's why I grab my wife's phone all the time. I'm like, golf, hunting, fishing. So those ads will pop up on her phone. I know. I use it. Okay. All right. It's truth. We got to learn to put those things down and abide in him. Get up on his lap. Amen. It's God. I'm telling you, we just have this small glimpse of a window in this life. I mean, it's over. Right? I don't want my kids when I pass away at my funeral. Yeah, he was good, but he watched a lot of TV. Oof. I got to keep going. Lord, help us. And I'm not dogging watching TV. I watch my shows, okay? I have them, but listen to me. We've got to balance these things out. That's what I'm trying to tell you. When God says shut them down, shut them down. I have a real quick story about Pete, our brother Pete. One evening, it just blew my mind. It stuck out to me. We would go see movies. We'd go out and hang out on a Friday night. And we were going out. We were all getting ready to go out. We're getting dressed. We're all single, so we were going out, you know, come on, we'll go see what's out there, right? For the ladies. Anyway, so we'd go to the movies, and one Friday, we're getting all ready, and he comes out, and he just stops, and he says, I feel like the Lord's telling me I'm not supposed to go. I'm like, man, come on, whatever. No, he just turned back around and went back inside. And I always stood out to me, because that's exactly the way we've got to learn to be. When God says just, I want to be with you, learn to turn the TV off. Learn to cut the phones off. Abide in him. All right, now that I've preached all that, let me get to my main message. Y'all are like, bro. All right, it's okay. Y'all, stay with me. I won't be long. I want to talk about the fruit of this. And we talk about abiding. We've talked about the I am. We've talked about the vine. We've talked about pruning. Getting in and just soaking in the presence. And today I just want to land here on this is about the fruit of when we abide, when we get before the presence of God, what happens. And a lot of times we think about these grand moments, kind of like Peter. I love that. I love the story when Peter walked on the water. That's fruit. That's out there, getting out there, stepping out. Okay. But I think about this too is fruit is us is being as, producing fruit should be an everyday occurrence. It's an everything, everyday amount of things to do. It's every day we're doing this. It's not just one big moment. It's not just me getting up here, spending 30 minutes and sharing the message or 45 minutes, whatever this is going to be. Ms. Jean, it's not with you just getting up here and singing. It's an everyday thing for us, right? And I want to share this quick story here. that always has impacted me, and I think about it all the time, is because it's the little things that we do make such huge impacts. It's the little things that can produce amazing fruit in our lives, of just showing the love to somebody, doing something and closing our mouth when we wanted to say something, right? That's fruit. Come on. That's us when we've been abiding, right? Miss Lydia just shared that exactly the same thing. That's fruit when we close our mouth when we're wanting to say something. Amen? So here's the deal. I want to share the story. A story of an usher. We have no idea the guy's name. The story of an usher involves a humble individual who, during a revival meeting led by Mordecai Ham in 1934. Now, this is tent revival time, boy. Come on. They were filling them suckers up. God was moving. Holy Spirit falling. I mean, just God's power moving. Powerful, powerful time. Packing these things out. And there was an usher here. Again, we don't know his name. But the impact he made that one evening was so incredible. See, it was packed out. Two little boys came in, and those two little boys couldn't find a seat. And so he saw those boys walk off, and he went in there and grabbed those two boys. He says, I'm going to find you a seat. Come on, let's go. He comes up and starts pushing some people aside. Here, let's squeeze in. He got them. That night, those young men gave their lives to Christ. One of those, Billy Graham. Come on. Through Billy Graham, millions and millions got saved. Through an usher, through an act of obedience, through an act of someone just wanting to bear some fruit. So we think about this, and I need you to understand, fruit is an everyday occurrence. It's everyday us acting and walking this thing out. Because you have no idea the person you're encountering, they need something. Every person we encounter needs something. And guess what? We've got it to give. So let's give it. And that's what we'll talk about being bearing fruit. Abiding in the presence produces an outcome, which is fruit. And we'll just read through this. And Galatians 5:22 says about the fruit of the Spirit. I want to talk about this just for a minute. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. I just want to walk through these real fast. Love, loving the unlovable. We encounter so many people every day, people that can be so ugly to us. Listen, those are folks that just don't know Jesus or aren't really walking with Jesus at the moment. Come on, we just got to love them. Amen. We got to learn to love the unlovable and show that love. And the more we're abiding in Jesus, come on, the more we're pulling the nutrients from Christ, the more we're able to do that and reflect that. Joy. Come on, your joy jug is full, Brother Wallace. When you get to work, you're smiling. Even sometimes your body, your mind, sometimes you just don't feel in it. But you're going to choose to be joyful today. I love Brother Roy. I'm missing him today. He's always smiling. It don't matter. It don't matter. And when you're full of joy, guess what? You're attractive. And when people are hurting, guess who they're going to be going to? The person that's joyful. That something is about you, Miss North. What is going on? Why are you so joyful? Come on. Peace. Having a peace throughout the storm. Now, I love this. I really tried to find this video. I really spent some time trying to find it. I could not find it, okay? But there's a video of this guy, and he reminds me of Tony. I can picture Tony, right? You ever see those movies, those action movies where the explosions are in the back and they're walking from it? It's like this cool scene, right? The guys are just like, cool. I can see Tony, right? These big explosions in his hair just kind of waving, looking all cool, right? Yeah. Like, being calm, crazy calm. Explosions all around us. Boy, he's just waving that hair. I'm cool. There's one video, though. It's like this guy's walking through a house, and the whole house is exploding all over the place, man. And this guy's like walking in slow motion. I'm like, now that is cool. Like, thinking about the house all exploding all around you, and it's showing these boards flying all around his face, and he's just walking. Like it's nothing. I'm like, now that is some peace. That's the kind of peace I want. No matter what's going on in my life, Miss North, no matter what's happening, Come on, when the car breaks down, God, I have peace. Thank you. When the flat tire happens unannounced, it's God, I thank you. I trust you. I don't know what's going on. Come on. I had a flat tire yet the other day in my truck. You know, flat tires usually don't happen at a convenient time. Okay? But y'all know what? Right when I pulled in, that's when the sucker went low. Shh. I pulled into my house. I was like, no, that was convenient. Lord, thank you. I'm glad it wasn't on the side of the freeway. All right. Long suffering to endure hardship. To be satisfied, man. Just, God, I trust you. I don't know what's going on in the storm, in the season. I don't know. You know, first thing I thought about this was, man, how long would Brother North in recovering from the leg and the season that went through? But even Tony, man, when you go through these seasons, man, you just say, God, I trust you. I trust you, God. Come on, kindness. Kindness, man, when you're abiding in Christ, kindness is oozing out of you. Come on, amen. Listen to me. I'm going to tell you right now, if I go to the restaurant with you one time and you are not kind to that waiter or waitress, it will be the last time I go to a restaurant with you because I don't want to be around that, all right? It's our job to be kind, even when them suckers aren't being nice or when they're delaying. Listen, I will be the first one. If I don't have my drinks pretty quick, I'm going to get up. I'm going to be nice about it, but I'm going to get up to the waiter and be like, hey, we thirsty. I love you, but we thirsty. I know you're busy, but we thirsty, okay? But I'm going to be nice about it. You can ask my wife. I'll get up. She's like, Brandy, be nice. Be nice. Look, I'm just thirsty, okay? But I'm going to be nice about it, okay? Goodness, blessing people. Come on, helping people. Faithfulness, loyal. Come on, being that someone that you that someone can talk to and they can confide in. Come on, amen. Gentleness, being able to respond with gentleness and kindness. Come on, lovingly. Self-control. It means keeping your mouth in control. She's like, what? Why you keep on... It's truth, self-control. But that's a whole big old picture. There's a lot of things that we got to be in self-control of. Come on, I love Bluebell, but I need to be in self-control of that, okay? Listen to me. I love Buffalo Wild Wings, but I don't need to be eating there every day, okay? Come on. All right. That's fruit. Showing the world who you are about. And I love this. I've shared this a gazillion times, and you're going to always hear it from me because I'm going to always bring it up. And guess who cares? Not me. I don't care. I'm going to bring it up all the time. I love, Brother Tony, I love the story. We're going to talk about it. I think you've got it. Chapter 4. Don't you have chapter 4 of Acts? Yes. I love this. This is my favorite, okay? This is so cool. Peter and John, guess what? They get arrested, right? So the Sadducees, let's read this real quick. Sadducees, they got them, right? This is their response to Peter and John. This is great. This is where I want people to respond about me. I'm good with it. I love this, okay? All right, it says this. So they were arrested. They're out preaching the gospel. They're doing what they're supposed to do. They would have been abiding, right? They've been all up with Jesus, right? Now they're away because he's gone, and it's them sharing the gospel. Here's what they say. Now, verse 13, chapter 4, verse 13. Says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated. I'm okay with that. Brandon, he don't seem very educated, okay? And he's not really trained. All right, that's what it says. These guys, they're not educated, but they're not really trained. Said they marveled and they realized that these guys been with Jesus. I don't want anything other than people understanding and thinking about that with me. This guy's been with Jesus. Miss Wallace, she's been with Jesus. That's what I want. That's what you want, don't you? Every time you will go in here, I want people to see it. I want people to know that I've been with Jesus. Come on. And this is it. Acts 4:20 is one of my favorite scriptures. I've said it a gazillion times. I said, this is Peter and John's response, for we cannot but speak of the things which we have seen and heard. I can't help but getting in this and reflecting Christ and talking about him. Amen. Come on. I want people to know, church, that I have been with Jesus. You talk about being fruitful in your life, being fruitful in your marriage, being fruitful as a parent, being fruitful as grandparents. Come on, when we are abiding in Him, man, it oozes out of us. It's a natural occurrence. It just comes out. Come on. Fruit is a hunger to go deeper. I'm getting close. To dive in like you've never done in this thing before. Fruit is realizing you're not perfect, realizing you need the vine, realizing you're gonna fail, but you get back up every time and choose to abide in His forgiving grace. Come on. Fruit is your ability to lean on God in the midst of chaos. Fruit is the ability to lock in, zero in on what God is doing and ask that question, God, if it's you, call me out to you. Call me. I want to be a part of what you're doing. God didn't call us to just be sitting in the boat. Christians, He's called us to be out in the water and stepping out and doing the crazy things for Him. Amen. All right, let me zero back in on this. I'm gonna circle back, and I want to finalize this tonight, today, this morning here. I am, as at the very beginning of this text, I am the true vine. I am. God sent His Son to die on the cross so we can live, so we can be fruitful in every area of our lives, so we can walk in joy. Come on, you can walk in peace and hope and joy. Have a smile on your face when craziness is all around. I don't know, God, I trust you though. You're in control. I don't get it, but I trust you. There's a moment when Jesus is on the cross, and I shared this the other night. It's so important we understand this. Jesus, Paul says it in 2 Corinthians, for He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us. There's a moment when Jesus is on the cross that I always, in the past, I struggled with, and I finally took a dive into that to find out, man, really, what? I didn't understand it because it's kind of confusing because Jesus is always talking about the Father, my Father, and He's always talking and just being prayerful and there's beautiful moments with the Lord, and there's a moment when Jesus says something on the cross that stirred my spirit. Every time I read it, and finally I was like, okay, I need to see what happened here. Man, here's Matthew 27:46. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? And in that moment, Jesus had never felt a full separation from the Father. Up until that very moment. See, I believe this is one of those things when He was crying out, God, take this cup from me, but your will be done. I believe He was so worried about this moment and what it's going to be like. See, I believe God was with Him. The Father was with Him through the crucifixion because that's the only way He was able to survive. Isaiah said He was barred beyond any human likeness. I believe that's the only way He was able to survive was because the Father was with Him. But there's a moment right before He passed where He became sin. And that's the moment Isaiah says sin separates us from God. So in that moment, He bore all the sin. And He stood there and says, my God, why have you forsaken me? And it's the most impacting moment, I think, through the entire Word of God, because that's what Jesus did everything right there. He took the weight of every sin that ever will be, and anything we've ever done in that moment. He was completely separated. And Jesus, we've seen Him, man, the Gospels, we've read through John. His heart, man, just saving the lost and stirring his disciples and charging forward and doing the will of his Father. Never separated, never being away. And in this moment, completely being apart. Can I tell you, I know most everyone in this room are believers, but I'm going to talk to people online here. Listen to me. Even believers, you need to hear this again and again and again. There will be a moment that each one of us will breathe our last breath on this earth. Either God's going to be coming back for his bride, or this body will give up. We never know when it's our time. Years ago, I came off a car accident. I've shared this testimony a little bit before, but I came on this accident, and it was a violent, very violent accident. And I was one of the first ones to get on the scene. It was two cars. One was over here and one here, and I came onto this one, and there was a mother and a father, it looked like, and they were older, and then a younger adult, a daughter and a son. And the mother was clearly gone, and the father was clearly gone, and we pulled the mother out. Somebody others were pulling the dad out, and we were trying to do CPR. And it was the emotions, man, it's crazy. It's never been in that moment like that before. And seeing someone gone, seeing the father gone, and the two kids, the young adults, they were just in shock. Couldn't understand what was going on. Is it just like that? Blink of an eye. Stood back, and I was on the sidelines, and I was looking when the paramedics came in and took over. I stood back. There was a car here and the car over here, and this car was so full of people. It was mangled and it was graphic. And it's just plain view. And I'm sitting there back to a gentleman. I walk up beside a gentleman that was there by himself. And I said, oh my gosh, you just never know when it's your time. He says, no, this is crazy. And guess what? I got to share the gospel with him. And I got to pray with the gentleman there. But the point of this thing is you don't know the hour when you're going to be before God. And the thought about separation from my Father for eternity, that breaks my heart even thinking about anybody being away from my God. And that for eternity, because we know one way or the other, we're going to spend eternity in heaven. Well, hell, those are the options. God didn't design hell for anybody. He designed it for Satan and his angels. But the enemy is out trying to kill, steal, and destroy every aspect. That's why he's using this social media. He's using anything, technology, all these things, ways to pull us and distract us. I do not believe in the theology of once saved and once saved, always saved. I do not believe in that. I want to make sure my heart, every day, God, I want to connect with you. I want to abide in you, God. Because I know what you did for me, and I want to live for you. I don't want to be away from you. I want to do your will. I want to abide with you every day, God. So, final thought. I want to see each one of you impact this world in amazing ways. I want to see you fruitful. I want to see you love the unlovable. I want to hear those testimonies. My heart is for everyone in this room, everybody watching online, to live free. To to have that hope. Today, April 12th, I want to ask, if you're watching this online or anybody in here, man, if you've never given your life to Christ, man, guess what? Today is the most beautiful day to be doing it, Miss North, isn't it? Connect to the vine of hope and love. No matter what we've done, says, I know you messed up. Come on. I love you. All we got to do is ask him into our lives. That's it. It's a free gift, Miss Judy, isn't it? It's a free gift. It's what he did on the cross. He separated himself and became sin so we could be free. Wow. I want us to pray today. And I want to ask you, if you've never given your life to Christ, if you're watching online, here, wherever, today, what a wonderful day to do it. It's giving your life to Christ. Maybe you haven't been the best connected to him here lately. What a day to reconnect. God, I need that hope. I need that peace. Man, I've been so distracted over here. What a day today is to say, God, I renew my life to you. I renew this connection to you, God. God, I'm sorry for being distracted. I'm sorry for spending this time on these stupid things over here and not getting before you. God, I'm sorry for not talking to you. I'm sorry for messing up. I'm sorry for reacting this way. What a beautiful day just to get before the Lord. Amen. I want us to pray, and I want to do this. I want to pray, man, if you've never given your life to Christ, we're going to pray this prayer together, okay? If you've never given your life to Christ and you want him as your Lord and Savior, it's a simple prayer. Let's pray this together. We're praying this together online here in the auditorium. Man, if you've never given your life to Christ today, what a beautiful day. Wherever you're at, just say this simple prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I'm a sinner and I need you. Come into my life and be my Lord and Savior. Forgive me of all my sins. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Come on. I love it. Let's stand to our feet today. Could our leadership come up here, some of them? I don't want to take a day without having given the opportunity to pray for you. Doesn't matter if you've come up before many times and you just want to come up again and have someone connect with you. We're here to connect with you and pray for you no matter what your situation is.